did you eat corn, Jim? Really? That is the question of the morning.
I haven't had corn in ages.
I don't think it was corn that he saw in his...
No.
Oh, okay. No.
Right. No need to go into detail on that.
All right, a little too much detail the day after Jim is out sick. All right, we just assume he got lost in traffic because he forgot to turn his California GPS on.
Never go anywhere without the Californian's GPS.
You know, I want to get to that place that sells Mexican country-style chairs.
We're going to take San Vicente to where it curves into Wilshire, to the 405 north and up to Mulholland.
What? At this time of day, it's going to be jammed.
Okay, I can recalculate the route. So you can take Santa Monica to Sunset and Laurel Canyon to Ventura, which would totally take you by that stand that sells fresh tangerines off Van Nuys.
Oh, dude, I changed my mind. I want to go to that scented candle shop on Melrose. Look, take Pico to the 110, then to the 101 Baguette off of Vermont.
I'm afraid I can't allow you to do that.
What are you doing?
This route is too important for me to allow you to recalculate it, Dave. Daisy, Daisy,
totally not cool, dude.
Californians GPS. Don't let your GPS put you on Beverly Glen because you don't want to end up in Encino.
Oh, Encino.
Well, you can't. Can you take Beverly Glen to Encino?
I think so.
Well, the other side of the hill, but you have to get on Ventura and take a left, and then you know,
call
go
us now
past
if that's possible. We didn't prepare anything for today. All right. Can you get to Encino?
Sure.
Right. You can take Pico to the 110 to the 101 and get off at Vermont.
Pico to the 1. Oh, yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah. So critical to people listening in Madison.
Yeah. All right. Never take Pico across town. That's you're going to be late, dude.
Oh, my God.
You know what's worse is taking Santa Monica across
town. Santa Monica's worse.
All right. Californians,
pay attention.
This is
also Little Santa Monica.
We've only been back from vacation for 3 days, and guess what we're doing tomorrow?
What?
Going on vacation. It's July 4th, everybody. Hey, guess what's been canceled because of the sequestration? Because we can't have nice things because of stupid duty head Republicans.
What?
The fireworks.
What?
Oh.
Hey.
Well, it's fire season, so, you know.
I love fireworks. Expect fewer patriotic displays, ironically, this July 4th, thanks to federal budget cuts. See?
Right. Because
of
why we can't have nice things.
Stupid house douche Republicans. Around the country, military bases extinguishing fireworks displays and canceling appearances by military bands due to the sequestrations. $85 billion across the board. Budget cuts.
That'll show them.
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah. What happened to America?
America. Yeah.
Right? Well, we're just going to have our own...
Our own fireworks.
I'm going to salute the House Republicans who took our nice firework things for July 4th. All right. Also in honor of Jim.
Jim's illness yesterday.
All right. He could have shown up yesterday, but he would have had to say, sorry about the carpet. All right.
Yeah. That was a bit from 1998.
Right. From a long time ago. Okay. And it still tickles us.
Yep.
All right. Jim, I don't know where you're going for July 4th holiday weekend. However... I'm going to suggest China because they're broadcasting porn in the train station.
Nice.
On the Jumbotron.
All right.
A computer technician inadvertently.
Yeah, sure.
You know how you do that.
Sure.
Broadcast 10 minutes of porn to hundreds of onlookers gathered outside the train station. He was there to repair the giant LED screen. And here's what happened. He fired up his DVD copy of Forbidden Legend, Sex and Chopsticks.
Really?
Right. On his work computer, not realizing the computer was still connected to the LED screen.
Oh, boy.
He got a little, that's a little jingle from your boss. Yeah. I'm sorry, what now? What's playing where now?
Actually, I know someone who did something similar. She was demonstrating the internet at a religious school.
Oh, no.
And she says, well, let's just type in, oh, I don't know, XXX.
No!
Yeah. Oh, dummy McDummerson.
She couldn't make it go away.
Because she was caught in one of those infinite porn loops.
No.
Shut
I
know
what
the power is.
I meant to
get
put
me
an organ.
Here.
I meant to put an organ, church organ. No!
I meant the state of Oregon.
Oh,
no!
Oh, kids.
Really? They have porn in China that involves chopsticks?
Apparently.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know.
As long as Steven Seagal's not in it. Actually, he's...
See, I don't know how to use chopsticks. I'd have to use a fork, and that's...
You don't know how to use...
That.
Really? All you eat
not
is
really.
Asian food.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not good at it. I don't. I'm not coordinated enough.
You're one of those people that goes to an authentic
fork.
Asian restaurant
right.
and asks for a fork.
And
could I
go,
have a spork?
Right, and they go, here you go, round eye.
I went to an authentic Asian restaurant with an Asian friend of mine,
right.
and they didn't speak a lick of English, and they handed me the fork without even asking me. I'm like, really?
Really?
If you nice stereotyping there.
If they stick you with a fork, do you not bleed?
Like, I know how to use chopsticks. Thank you.
All right, I'm surprised this hasn't happened in our workplace. From Jim, airport security supervisor accidentally sends picture of his penis to everyone at work.
Oops. Did he hit reply all?
I guess that did happen a couple times. Jim, did you send me a picture of your...
That's why I don't tweet.
Again?
No.
Sorry. The security supervisor for New York's JFK Airport thought he was e-blasting his coworkers with images of a car accident. It turns out he was actually sending them photographs of his...
Schwanska.
Right. After attempting in vain to delete the picture, there's a little bit of panic.
Delete!
Why won't you delete?
Unsend!
Unsend it!
From computers
Go
and phones.
Go back in time and unsend
right,
it.
Right, after he was... Yes, he was not... The flux capacitor in his DeLorean was broken.
Obviously.
He then sent an apology to everyone.
Can you find a mechanic to fix your flux capacitor?
Imagine him composing this. Earlier this morning, while I was sending out a notification regarding a motor vehicle accident, you're not going to believe this. Okay, who's with me? I had taken several pictures of the vehicle in error. You know how you do that.
Accidentally.
I accidentally attached a very inappropriate photo, and without realizing the mistake, continued to send out the notification with the photograph attachment.
Nice.
Please accept my sincere apologies. I'm truly sorry for my actions. But what do you think of mine? Nice, right? Okay. All right. Actually, a company spokesman says he has been suspended and said maybe he'll run for mayor.
Yeah, no.
Anthony Weiner, you see. Running for mayor. Okay. All right. So what is going on? We were saying, Jim, it's the movie The Terminal. Edward Snowden.
Yep.
Maybe they will remake it with Tom
Hanks. Although
Hanks.
He may have escaped.
He may be in someone's carry-on.
Really?
We're not sure.
Well,
they made the guy, the Bolivian president, circle for like 9 hours or
yes,
something?
Yes, something like that. Right. They made him return, I think, to Russia, actually.
Right. That happened to Jim and I over Columbus once
right.
in an ice storm, but there was no, we did not have a dissident in our carry-on.
As far as we know.
Right. Right. I did not pack my own bag. I didn't tell them that, but I'm almost certain there was not a hacker in my bag.
You lied to the TSA.
It's a long time. There was no TSA
There wasn't
then.
A TSA yet.
No,
that
was a long time ago.
No, that was 2004,
really?
5.
Yeah.
There
right
was
there.
TSA.
Oh, well, then I guess I lied.
Statute of limitations is up, though.
I actually managed to get in a no-fly list somehow, because there are probably 1,000.
Somehow.
Millions.
Pick anything you say any day here.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow. It's got to be something you've said every day.
Your desire to violently overthrow the government may have something to do with
what?
It.
What? No.
I never said that.
All right, yeah, so what is the latest? So the Bolivia said the president's plane was diverted on a flight from Russia, forced to land in Austria, right, over
sure.
suspicions that Edward Snowden might be on board.
Right.
And several countries spurned his request for asylum.
That's right.
I once, remember my dog Pookie? You remember Pookie?
Mm-hmm.
My original dog. My tiny toy peek-a-poo?
Yes, that was the only small dog you've ever had.
Right, now I've made up for that by having, right, several ginormous dogs since then.
Yes.
But my firstborn son, Pookie, mommy boy, when you have to fly, they have to be in the carrier underneath the seat.
A little Sherpa bag.
Right, but
yeah.
Pookie didn't like that. Pookie was...
High strung.
Right. Pookie don't play that.
Right,
Pookie
right.
was like...
No,
like Roland.
No, right, exactly. He was like having Roland, the carrier. When I fly for Sexy Liberal, I have to put Roland in the carrier.
Stored under the seat in front of you.
He doesn't like it. His little toenails skitter around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he doesn't pedicure. And it's like, Roland, stop it.
And then his balls flop out.
Yes.
So
yes.
Don't put him in the overhead compartment.
No.
Right, right. They do not fit in the overhead compartment. He is all ball. Anyway, my point is what I just said. Okay, so, but he didn't like it. So he would cry and whimper and whine. And so I remember I was on a night flight and I just took him out and I hit him. Under a blanket on my lap.
You hid him. You didn't hit him.
It's right, and the flight attendant was clueless. She was like, well, look at him. He's just not even making a peep in there. And he'd been out the whole time. He was like, the whole time he was in my lap. And she's like, oh, see, he's fine in there. And I was like, mm-hmm.
Right,
yes. Pushing Pookie's head down under the blanket. Uh-huh. So my point is, I could have had Edward Snowden under a blanket on my lap. They wouldn't, you know, if that was
wow.
that particular.
That was a long way to go for that.
Is it time for vacation
not
now?
Yet.
Okay, anyway.
Is it 9 o'clock yet?
Yes, asylum options have narrowed.
Somewhere it is.
Yes. Asylum options have narrowed. For Edward Snowden, the former NSA contractor to run from American authorities, at least 9 countries reacted unfavorably to his request for sanctuary. The Kremlin said he had withdrawn his application to Russia, as mm-hmm. we mentioned yesterday. Only Venezuela and Bolivia appeared to offer him a hint of hope for his way out of a Tom Hanks movie.
Sanctuary! Right.
He could go to Notre Dame de Paris.
There you go.
Hung out with Charles Lawton.
Right. The president of Venezuela said he would not use his plane to ferry Mr. Snowden home, but he held out the possibility Venezuela might ultimately agree to shelter him. He said he did not kill anyone. He did not plant a bomb. He only said a big truth to prevent wars. How would that prevent wars? I don't understand.
Well, we don't know. But
at a roundtable on Monday.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, really?
I don't know. I have no idea what he.
It actually might cause wars.
So, well, if we have no idea, why did they say that? Why did they say it? If we have no idea, why did they say it as truth?
At a roundtable on Monday, a prominent leader of United Russia, the main pro-Kremlin party, said Mr. Snowden had done no less to win the Nobel Prize than Barack Obama. He described Mr. Snowden as a man who tried to save the world. Oh, please. Oh, please. Save the world?
What did he do to save the world, Jim?
I don't know.
I'm sure
Bradley Manning did and why he shouldn't be in prison right now. But
different case.
Yep.
Different case.
All right. We know?
Jim's back. See, there's balance back on the show. Isn't it magic?
I mean, we don't know what he's released. Assume that it's all dangerous and horrible and it's going to make the world a more dangerous place, but we don't know that.
Right. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Glenn Greenwald talking about Edward Snowden.
He completely understood that once he came forward against the U.S. government and the Obama administration, that he would become the most wanted man on earth and would be hunted down by the world's most powerful state.
Is it just me? I don't... all right.
Yes, it's just you.
No, it's not just me. It's just very drama queeny.
Yeah, get off the cross,
like
Mary.
The president,
we need the wood.
Right. Like the president said, it's not going to scramble planes, and I don't know. There's just a self-aggrandizement part of all this that makes me... I don't know. Jim, how is leaking secrets to our allies or enemies about... How is that helping Americans? I don't get it.
There's some things that we should know about.
But it doesn't. It's not revealing anything to the American people. It's telling our enemies or allies things that.
Well, it's not revealing anything to the American people because they're not talking about it here. I mean, for example,
I still keep asking what has he blown the whistle on that we didn't.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
And you don't either.
I know what the Patriot Act is. I know. I'm not saying I agree with all of it, but I know what we, when I say we, I mean we through our elected representatives agreed to, except for Russ Feingold. So if you voted for Russ Feingold, yes, then you said no to this. But anyway. All right. India's foreign ministry spokesman.
We have carefully examined the request. Following that careful examination, we have concluded that we see no reason to accede to that request.
And we advise Mr. Snowden to press any key.
Stop it. I wasn't going to go there, and you went there. He pressed the wrong key, perhaps. And that's why they did not accept his application.
Press any key.
I don't see a key that says any.
No, you don't understand. Any key on the keyboard, any one of them.
There's nothing that says any one of them.
Forget it.
That's too many words to fit on a key. There's no key that says any one of them. Okay. That was our little tech support skit. It's a callback, as they say in the comedy business. Okay. The Venezuelan president.
We believe that this young man has done something very important for humanity. He did humanity a favor. He told great truths to deconstruct a world that is controlled by an imperialist American elite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right. By the way, Jim, did you see this?
America, F yeah!
British paper duped into fake NSA scoop by Obama's gay crank. Here's, Gawker brings us the story. Here's a good journalism tip. If the main source for your bombshell NSA article is the guy who thinks President Obama is gay and that President Bush has his poop classified, you may not actually have the scoop you think you do. As the Observer and the Guardian, learned the hard way this weekend, claiming the European governments were planning on handing over data on their citizens to the NSA, its source for the article, Wayne Madsen, that guy. Here, would you like the fun facts?
Sure.
Here are a few of Wayne Madsen's greatest scoops. Norwegian terrorist Anders Breivik.
That's the guy that shot the kids at the camp. Yeah.
Was an Israeli agent who murdered 69 people on behalf of his handlers in Tel Aviv. The attacks of 9/11 were masterminded in Israel and Washington, D.C. as a false flag operation. The 2000 terrorist attack on the USS Cole was also a false flag operation executed by, you guessed it, the Israelis. When not mumbling about the perfidious Jews, Manson is enlightening readers on President Obama's gay past. He wore clear nail polish and was an aficionado of Chicago bathhouses.
Uh-huh.
Speculating that a White House S&M ring ordered special videos from Abu Ghraib. Right. And reporting that President Bush's feces and urine are classified top secret and captured from special toilets and flown back from Europe.
What is he smoking and where can I get
everybody,
to?
Get in here. I made a duty. This latest...
That's one of my bits.
Last story is available on the Holocaust Denial website, Rents.com. Okay, so that guy. Everybody just can't wait for the next NSA scoop.
Great.
Okay. Although I do envision George Bush being particularly proud of his duties.
Look at my dookie.
That I did.
Oh, what guy isn't?
Look what I did.
Ooh, it's like a garden hose.
If you got
Laura.
A big one, what
Laura,
guy isn't?
It's like a garden hose.
Isn't
here.
Proud of that.
Some people are eating.
Okay. Van in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Van.
Good morning,
Good
Stephanie.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, hair on fire a little bit. I had to call in and comment on the Patriot Act and how you feel about it. And especially how I feel.
Okay. Why don't you tell me how you feel?
Well, it started with, Bush and 9/11.
Right.
From what I don't understand, not a single American was on any of the planes that hit the towers, but yet they turned inward towards Americans. I didn't agree to let them read my emails, listen to my phone calls, and I don't believe any other American in this country feels the same way.
Right,
now,
but Van, they're not...
If you don't mind keeping out your information,
But they're not reading your emails and listening to your phone calls. That was the difference.
Well,
George Bush did that without a warrant. He did warrantless wiretapping. The Obama administration has scaled back, obviously, and done with more transparency what Bush was doing. Whether or not we ought to reexamine the Patriot Act is a different discussion, and I agree with you on that perhaps we should. But
Hang on.
We got a hard break here. We can continue. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks, Hump Days with Hal.
Yep.
And hour number three. And Jackie Schechter doesn't know this yet unless she's listening now, but Jackie's Healthcare Corner at the top of the hour.
I was just about to message her and say, hey.
About yes. The Obama administration delaying the mandate and what that's going to mean for you. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. We were talking to Van in Texas about Snowden and the Patriot Act. Hello, Van. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to point out a fact. That, from my opinion, but it is fact, they say they're trying to protect us from terrorism. Well, that's a great idea, but let's look at the facts of what they actually have done. Let's see, Russia tried to warn us about the Boston Marathon bombers.
Yeah, wait. Van, hang on. They obviously didn't share everything with us. That was one of the other things that came out, you know, during the whole Boston investigation.
Well, let's see. They've got all of our information, and they're saying that they're protecting everybody.
Right.
Part of the element of that is
that sometimes the Russians want us to spy on Chechens here for them, you know, and so there are a lot of reasons why what happened in Boston happened.
Okay, well, let's just say this. Shouldn't they have investigated it a little bit? I mean, you know, rather than say, oh, it's just the Russians, I mean... That's
well, they did. They did investigate it, but Russia didn't tell us all the information that they had, which, you know.
I agree, but my point is, it's a great theory and it sounds good, but they can't protect us now. If China was going to invade our borders, yes, against an army, yeah, but terrorism. I'm sorry, it's a free world. We live in a free society, and bad things happen.
Right, but so we shouldn't do anything to try to...
No, I'm not saying anything, but why turn inward towards Americans? It's not Americans that are committing terrorism. So why should they be looking inward?
Well, in some cases that has happened. There have been Americans...
Well, yeah, Tim McVeigh, for example.
I
agree, you know, but still, there's 300-plus million people here, right. And 99.999... have no issues.
Right. Well, I think,
you know, other than just griping about the government in general, but
right.
I'm just
right.
I'm
well, right. But Van, for instance, when the Homeland Security Department did that study about right-wing extremism, right-wing all went crazy, but you know, as Jim said, Tim McVeigh was not the first of these anti-government crazies that, you know, went
no,
on.
No, they're everywhere. But most of them don't go blow up a federal building.
Most of them don't, but a couple do, and we need to guard against
sure.
those couple.
Like I said, but so the end justifies the means that everyone gives up.
I'm not sure, Van, what are we arguing about? I'm not sure what we're arguing about. You're saying, yes, we should do something, but not.
Well, I'm just saying, why look at every American person, okay? Why turn everything inward as well as outward?
Well, I mean,
and
it should be more.
Let me get my point across, because I know you need to go to other callers,
right.
But the reason the government, they're putting a spin on it, they're fixing to get embarrassed. Let's see, if me and you are friends and someone is doing bad to me, why should I be snooping on you? That's my point.
Well,
the world wants to...
We got all right. All right, Van, thank you. Because we have to figure out who's fixing to do what, I think, is the point. And sometimes people communicate... It's not... Okay. All right.
We're fixing to take more calls, too.
Stop it.
What? That's adorable.
Okay.
Well, you know what Paula Deen's fixing to do. She's just offered a six-figure payday by a porn company.
Porn company?
Yeah, wow. How about that?
Older chicks.
She's fixing to... Wow.
Wow.
It's a niche.
To show her vittles. Where is that? I might as well do it now since Jim brought it up.
Yeah.
Where is it? America, what a great country.
America!
Yeah, right? Paula Deen offered six-figure payday by porn company that features older women called PureMature.com.
Okay, then.
I haven't gotten a jingle from them.
Yeah, you could totally do that.
I'll haul my menopausal bits over there for the right cash.
Wait, I can't see her. She's too thin. She just disappeared.
Yeah.
I can't. No.
I
don't have the
more,
right lens.
I need to eat more Paula Deen's food before they'll be calling me. They wrote to her, full figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic, you embody our perfect spokesperson.
Hmm.
Oh, a diabetic bigot. Perfect. adding that she's a MILF. And they're willing to offer her six figures for very little work since there is no nudity required. Well, there is a God for that part. Please, we don't have to see her.
I look at her
what
and
kind
I...
What kind of porn company offers you a deal and you don't have to be naked?
Yeah. I look at her and I just think, God, that's a lot of teeth.
You think?
Yeah. That's a lot of teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to Don in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Don.
Hi. I was just wondering, the health care law was passed in 2010, 4 years ago. They made it a law.
Right.
And yesterday they changed it. I thought only Congress can change a law.
They didn't change it. They delayed the mandate.
Well, if it's a law, somebody's got to do something. If it's changed, and they just changed it from 4 years to 5 years implementation, I don't understand how somebody can...
So you want your Obamacare more quickly is what you're saying. You're impatient?
I just want to know who did it.
Who did what?
Who changed the implementation from 2014 to 2015?
The Obama administration said yesterday it will not require employers to provide health insurance for their workers until 2015, delaying a provision of President Obama's health care reform by a year. So what's your...
We're going to talk more to Jackie Schechner about this after the top of the hour.
Do you think it's a coincidence that it's after the elections in 2014?
I'm not exactly certain what your point is.
My point is, it's a little bit political.
Jackie says the caller isn't wrong. It should require congressional action to make a change to the law.
Okay.
All right. We will talk to Jackie about that.
Yes.
All right. And we will spray the lines before. Just saying, because I...
Are you tired of cranky callers and childish chatters who only want a harsher talk show buzz? You've spent a lot of time and effort producing the best show possible, only to have them poop in your punch bowl. Well, not anymore. Introducing Troll Be Gone, the strongest solution for ridding your calls and chat rooms of troublemaking trolls. Just one spray, and Troll Be Gone.
I've been a chat room moderator for years. I used to fight with trolls all the time. Now I just spray them away from Ustream, live blogs, Twitter feeds, and Facebook profiles. Apply liberally, and it lasts for weeks.
Check out Troll Be Gone in action.
I'm a small business owner.
Look at the monkey.
Ow, ow, ow. I try to listen to both sides.
Order Troll Be Gone today. Now available in our 5-gallon concentrate.
You know what?
It is surprising how many small business owners want to listen to both sides.
But, yeah.
Jackie agrees with the caller.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that with Jackie at the top of the hour. Rob in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Rob.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, listen, I'd like to congratulate Jim on keeping an open mind about this NSA crisis we're going through. I know that the audience here at your show is generally democratic, liberal, but when the executive branch overreaches and collects data on American citizens, that's something we should be very concerned about, and we shouldn't just... get behind the president, sort of partisan loyalty. We should look really seriously at this issue. And I just want to congratulate Jim on maintaining his integrity.
My mind is open. Why are you saying it's not? Just kidding. Rob.
And you're an idiot if you don't think I have an open mind. Shut up.
Rob, I mean, I'm not... I think that I've kept an open mind on talking about what these issues are and the Patriot Act and all of that. But, I mean, the fact is... President Obama is doing what we agreed to under George Bush, but with more oversight and more transparency. I mean,
The transparency is really very weak. You know, that the courts are just kind of rubber stamping anything they want.
But George Bush didn't even bother going to the FISA court.
Yeah, okay. Comparison to Bush, you're right. But, you know,
you sounded a little irritated.
Thank
there,
you
Rob.
For keeping an open mind on that.
It's not good enough. We, you know, we need no spine.
And no spine? You know, see, here we go. How are you going to... So now you're going to have 100% privacy and 0% security? I mean, how do you do both? No spine?
Well, that's kind of a false choice. The executive branch should not be collecting phone data wholesale on American citizens.
Right. Cenk was talking about that.
That's not no secrecy. That's just... enough privacy that we deserve, you know, under the Constitution.
Rob, do you feel like no... terrorist plots have ever been foiled?
No, I'm not saying it. You're presenting me with a false choice.
I'm not. Maybe you weren't killed 0%. Because of it. I mean, Jim, or excuse me, Rob, there's been spying since the history of the world by every country.
That's no justification. Talk to the East Germans. You think they're satisfied with...
Okay, but we're not East Germans.
You know, I know that's a wild...
Some people are concerned that we're turning into East Germany. I kind of see his point.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, we just got to, you know, let's keep an open mind
and
see where this goes. And if the president has, if we have to insist the president pulls back on this, then that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay. All right. Jim, are we East Germany?
No. Okay. East Germany isn't East Germany anymore.
That is true. No, that's my point. All right. Cenk was saying what? Go ahead.
Oh, he was just talking about how the NSA overreach on this, you know, the spying on everybody all the time. It's inefficient for one thing, because you're going to get a lot of
chaff. That's what metadata is, right? It's a lot of data. I mean, you know, and
but you know, the Wilsons were talking about that too, and the Guardian piece that I was reading from the other day about how sure you think that you have nothing to hide. So far, I mean, it's not so much the sides that something you said or did, you know, an overzealous prosecutor can link you to someone because you've shared some kind of email connection.
Right.
And, you know, you can be...
That's a good point, Jim, but you sound really guilty. All right.
You can be put on a no-fly list, like Jim Ward,
for example.
All right.
Apparently, there's another Jim Ward out there who...
45 minutes
who
after
wants
the hour.
Wants to violate the government.
Oh, dear. Stop it!
What?
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. We have sprayed Trobe gone. We will get all the facts from Jackie about the Obamacare mandate stuff. But in the meantime, thanks for calling.
Listening to your show.
Thanks.
Since I first sat on my remote.
Nice.
I'm a small business owner who likes to listen to both sides. I've got some lame half-baked opinions, like Obama is a Kenyan, and a list of Fox News talking points to get like a right-wing troll boy, talking out my ass about subjects I don't even know, and hogging up all your phones.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hi there, all.
Hello.
Welcome back, and goodbye. regarding a previous caller, what do you mean there's no terrorism in this country? Every freaking day, Republican men are trying to kill the women of America. Every day, they blow up abortion clinics. They don't care how many women die. They don't care how many doctors they kill. Every day, Republican legislatures want to shove foreign objects up the privates of women, and I think every one of them needs to have something shoved up their glory hole.
Oh,
and how dare they? How dare anyone say there isn't terrorism? There is terrorism against the women of this country, and the women and the men who love them need to stand up now. That's what's going on.
Someone...
I don't need to be distracted by Paula Deen. I don't give a rat's patoot about her. She's worth $15 million. I care about the fact that every damn day, now North Carolina, then Ohio, now Texas, every day, I was here pre-1973.
Yeah.
I saw friends die and get injured forever. This is about men killing, Republican men killing women, and we need to talk about it.
Yep.
And thank you for my letting me rant.
You are you stomp your little pink sneakers all you want. You are standing with Wendy, sister.
You're right, sister.
All right, I love you. All right, yes, speaking of which... God bless her. Oh, by the way, Gawker wrote a piece about how hot she is. That's the only thing they got against her.
Yeah.
She's too hot, apparently. She's hot.
She is hot.
I noticed, you know. Rick Davis, did you see, or Rick Perry, criticized those who supported State Senator Wendy Davis's fight against the bill that threatened to close nearly all of the abortion clinics in the state, saying they used Occupy Wall Street tactics in their protests. Is that a bad thing? It was actually pretty effective. It started a whole conversation in this country about the 99% that we weren't
having.
That's what
they hate about it.
Yeah. Her Davis's 11-hour filibuster cut off in the late hours of June 26. More than 400 protesters staged what they called a people's filibuster after that, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He said this is bringing Occupy Wall Street tactics inside the chamber of the Texas Senate in this case, and that's probably their goal.
Illegal use of the First Amendment. How dare they?
Right, exactly. In a way that's loud.
Mm-hmm. The Second Amendment is the only one that counts.
Right. But it is our goal as people who are duly elected, as people who respect democracy. Yeah, that's part of democracy.
So right. It's First Amendment, you know.
You have the right to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And the rule of law to not allow that type of action. Excuse me, isn't that exactly the opposite
right.
of democracy?
Yeah.
It's our goal as people who are duly elected, people who respect democracy, to not allow that action. That is democracy, you moron. Oh.
You have the right to agree with me.
We mentioned yesterday, Republican Bill Zentler said there were terrorists in the Capitol building. He called them terrorists.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We say First Amendment, they say terrorism. Oh, well.
Hmm.
Rick Perry went on to say, we saw this Gosnell clinic in Philadelphia. It's the only thing they're going to use now. That is not abortion, that's murder.
Yep.
And the horrors that went on there, sticking the scissors in the backs, babies' backs to end their lives. We saw that same type of action at a clinic in Houston, Texas. That's what this is really all about. No, it's not.
Computer says nah.
I think you're seeing the awakening of a sleeping giant in this country to protect babies and to make sure those who do make that decision to have an abortion are going to be in clinics that are going to be safe and sanitary. That's not at all what this is about. It's trying to make it more difficult and almost impossible for women to...
Which means there'll be more back-alley
abortions.
That's
what he's concerned about, if it's, the clinics are safe and sanitary. You're
right.
Trying to make it as difficult as possible,
exactly.
If not impossible, for women to have the right to choose. Hurrah!
People got abortions all the time before Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
They just did it in back alleys, and a lot of women
yes.
died. Or they were related to very rich Republicans who could get things done.
Right.
On the down low.
On the down low, on the hush-hush.
Mm-hmm.
Jake and Eureka, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Stephanie. I have a message for those paranoid tinfoil hat-wearing folks out there. I know they're the minority, but unless you're accepting phone calls from Al-Qaeda, no one is going to read your email or listen to your phone calls. And if you are accepting phone calls from Al-Qaeda, somebody should be listening to those phone calls.
But it's kind of a slippery slope, because if you are tangentially related to someone who is related to someone who may know a terrorist, you know, they're sucking up all this data. You know, the Wilsons were talking about this in their Guardian piece the other day. You know, an overzealous prosecutor could...
I'm lucky that Amazon is not located in Yemen. Right, Chris? As someone who's
been
through my browser.
Of course. Yeah,
Amazon Prime is not located.
Those shoulder-fired missiles that you bought, that's going to come up on some NSA list.
Shoulder-fired Pashmina.
I do have a shoulder-fired Pashmina.
Yeah.
Pashmina, that sounds like an Arab name.
That sounds like something from Pakistan. Okay, Les in Nevada, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Les.
Hey, hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
Real quick, I just wanted to, I'm kind of wondering, why is it that no matter what the president says on any subject ever, no matter which position he takes, even if he backs the Republican position, they immediately call him a liar and question him? I just wanted to get that in real quick.
Because they hate
What's
him.
Happening
because
in Ohio?
It's Obama derangement syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to James in Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Hey, Stephanie. Just a few things. One, not that I condone terrorism or anarchism in any way, but technically this country was founded on terrorism to some degree. Was it not?
The country was founded
on
terrorism?
According to the people who are already here, the Native Americans.
I see, yeah.
But that's not the point. I just wanted to say that, 'cause people are all about, oh, you know, terrorism, but, like, it is bad, and I don't condone it, and I think we should have the tools necessary to stop it, such as the Patriot Act. However, like you just were saying, it's a slippery slope with the Patriot Act. I think we were spying before we even had the Patriot Act. It's
of
just
course.
They made it legal and made it known. But you heard of PRISM, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an interesting fact that comes along with that, and it's not just the fact of terrorism, but it's also the fact of what was... Just let me just throw this out, because it probably has been before. If someone were to run for a high political office, say if I was running for a U.S. senator or maybe even the president. What's not to say that someone in the government sector could sell some information to a private sector for the, you know, a certain amount of money, and they could use that to blackmail that candidate?
Well, I mean, that's why one of the things we've been saying, I think the larger issue is that these private contractors, and how, you know, that's something I think we really, really have to look into. 58 minutes after the hour, Jackie's Healthcare Corner next on the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to It 6 minutes after the hour. Happy 4th of July weekend. We will be having fabulous best ofs tomorrow and Friday as we once again go on vacation.
And enjoy the non-fireworks thanks to the sequester.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Obama.
All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks for Hump Days with Hal next hour. But big news on the healthcare front, and that means, Jackie's News. Well, this is news now. Now it's healthcare. Good morning, Jackie Schechner.
Good morning, and I got myself a head cold just in time to talk about healthcare.
Oh, that's so excited. Thank you. All right.
A cold in my nose.
You have a cold in your nose. So, as you said at the top, first of all, by the way, could we say at the top of the hour, the Washington Post poll showing that most Americans agree with me. That the Supreme Court got it right on gay rights, wrong on voting rights.
Yeah, I like that news. That was good news.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard being the smartest person in every room. You know that, Jackie Schechner?
Boy. Does it hurt you? Does it hurt your brain?
It does. It's awful.
It's be nice to always believe you know better. To always think you're the smartest person in the room.
Yeah. No, it's awful.
It's awful. Cross-eyed bear.
Power to the rock.
No, it's a different movie. Yeah,
what?
Same girl.
No. Jackie Schechner, the Obama administration said yesterday it will not require employers to provide health insurance for their workers until 2015, delaying a key provision of the health care overhaul to beyond the next election. So we already had a right-wing caller, of course, say, oh, see, it doesn't work and it's politics. Blah. Your response.
Well, I will
say
the caller who called in to talk about needing a congressional action to change the law is not wrong.
Right.
Ezra Klein makes the same point. And
right.
It's actually true. I mean, the White House will say that this kind of thing happens all the time, and that there are always examples when there's a big major policy change where there's some discretion on implementation, and that's understandable. But it's true that if you're going to delay enforcing the penalties, that there should be some conversation about that. I don't know that the White House has the discretion, obviously, to do it, but
right.
The caller's not wrong that if you're going to make some changes to the law and the law says the penalty has to be in place come 2014,
that
you can't single-handedly necessarily make that decision.
Right, and as you and I were saying at the top of the hour, of course, you know, as has been from the beginning, you know, the partisanship behind this, you know, Republicans are already saying, as you said, they're jumping all over it. Oh, see, Obamacare is a failure. And Democrats are saying, you know, I think more correctly that it is a demonstration of flexibility. Again, how you implement it, I understand. But Harry Reid's office said it's better to do this right than to do it fast. I mean, explain what's happening and why.
All right. So here's what's going on is that there's the individual mandate, which is that everybody's got to buy in or you got to pay a fine. And the idea
right.
behind that is that if you don't have health insurance and you end up getting medical care, we pay for you anyway. So
right.
you got to contribute something to the pot.
Right.
And there's also an employer mandate, and I like to call it shared responsibility because the idea is that you as an employer have to offer good, affordable health insurance options to your employees, or if they go out on the exchange, you've got to pay in because we're – as taxpayers subsidizing your employees who go out and buy it on the exchange. So it makes a lot of sense just from a practical perspective and then also kind of a societal shared responsibility perspective. Well, now some businesses have complained and said that the reporting process is too complicated and it seems like the Treasury's got some stuff it needs to work out in terms of how it's going to collect this information and implement the penalties, and so they've now delayed this another year. So instead of all of this going into place in January 2014, they've now delayed it until 2015, just the employer mandate part. And it only applies to businesses with more than 50 full-time employees. Now, the rub in all this that you have to keep in mind is that 94% of businesses with 50 to 199 employees already offer health
right.
insurance by choice, and 98% of businesses with more than 200 employees do. And they
right.
do it because it's a good way to get and retain good employees. They get tax subsidies for it. They know that it's a way to keep employees healthy and productive. So there's all of these reasons that companies do it voluntarily now. So the companies that would be impacted by this change in the law, it's a very, very small number in comparison to the number of large businesses there are in the country that already do this by choice.
Right. Well, the Treasury Department said this is designed to meet two goals. It'll allow us to consider ways to simplify the new reporting requirements consistent with the 2010 law. Second, it will provide time to adapt health coverage and reporting systems while employers are moving forward, making health coverage affordable and accessible. So an administration officials that, you know, briefed organizations on yesterday portrayed the delay as a practice year for businesses. Does that have validity?
I mean, it could. It's very hard because I come from a communications perspective on this. I mean, my role in the healthcare fight was working as a communications director of a big, huge healthcare campaign. And so I look at this from a media PR perspective and I say, this is not a great PR move, to be
mm-hmm.
perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you want to give red meat to the GOP wolves and,
right.
and the opposition to healthcare reform because they're going to turn around and say it's not working. This is proof it isn't working. This is proof they don't know what they're doing. And it really does seem like, okay, you're burying it in the week of July 4th and you're delaying it till after the mid. I mean, it makes sense. I were an opponent of healthcare reform, I would make the exact same arguments. And a PR perspective, you have to weigh those things. You have to say, okay, look, what's the good of this and the bad of this? And you can spin it all you want, but I mean, frankly, it doesn't look great. So I understand where the GOP is jumping all over it. I would,
right.
too, if I were an opponent of reform.
Right. Well, I mean, it's interesting, though. I mean, they're saying trade groups representing retailers and restaurants obviously welcome the change. The head of that organization said, we commend the administration's wise move. This one-year delay will provide employers and businesses more time to update their health care coverage without threat of arbitrary punishment.
Yeah, and
you
it's
know,
never
and
good when it looks like the administration is kowtowing to business. I mean,
right,
it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, and this part I have a question about. Somebody said in our conversation this afternoon, the representatives from the administration, they're expecting employers to voluntarily go forward with these rules. Do you think they will?
I'm not sure any business is going to voluntarily pay a penalty. That seems sort of odd to me that would be the expectation. It may buy more time for employers to figure out the best ways to offer affordable health insurance. Like that may be a good outcome of this, is that there's a lot of HR departments that are trying to figure out the best way to offer the best plans possible, it's affordable for everyone involved. So that may be a good outcome, but.
And somebody, you know, commented it could also help the public education campaign to persuade the uninsured to sign up for coverage. The Kaiser Family Foundation, you know, they're, as you know, nonpartisan. They said it takes away one of the potential sources of criticism and, frankly, negative stories that were likely to materialize in the fall.
Yeah, I mean, it does in some ways eliminate that because we're not going to talk about the employer mandate and all of those people like the guy from Papa John's who was saying he was going to charge more because of healthcare reform and all of the bogus claims that people were going to cut back hours because of healthcare. They already are because of healthcare reform that hasn't been implemented yet. I mean, it definitely can cut down on some of that noise. But when have the opponents ever played fair? You know, I mean, when is they ever?
Did you see Boehner said this is a clear acknowledgement the law is unworkable. It underscores the need to repeal and replace it. Like,
yeah,
I think. Try
was
that.
Was it Grassley that said the same? I mean, they're all coming out and saying that, you know,
right.
this is evidence now that it's a giant failure and nobody's going to parse the details of it. They're just going to say that the administration, you know, is delaying something because they can't figure out how to make it work. And that's not true necessarily, but. It's very hard to spin this one.
It'll
be interesting to see.
Right, and the other question, Jack, is they're saying, does this flexibility, you know, mean that you know, other parts of the healthcare bill?
Yeah, is it a slippery slope? And
yeah.
I don't know. And the thing is, they have not made any indication that they're going to do any kind of delay on the individual mandate. I mean, my big question, I went to my sources and said, "What do you think about this?" When I heard about it, and my thing was, how does this affect the cost, right? Because does this put
right.
more of a burden on the taxpayer now that you don't have employers that are contributing to the pot? And I think it does raise the deficit a bit. It does have an impact, a small impact, but it does have an impact. And I don't know where that money's going to come from if you've got a year of delay. It may not be enough to make a difference. But there's a little bit of, there's got to be a little bit of a financial shift because you've got employers that aren't contributing.
You'd think those deficit hawks in the House would be all over that, Jackie.
Well, that's what's the crazy part. That all of a sudden, they don't seem to care about the deficit as much.
Huh. Now deficits don't matter. Interesting.
No.
Funny that. All right. Thank you, your health careness. We appreciate it.
No problem. I would just ask people to look for the facts before they buy into the hype.
That's right.
That's the key in all of this, is do some research, and I'll put up a bunch of links on Twitter along the way.
Oh, fact schmacks.
Yeah, just all make sure you pay attention, because there's going to be a lot of spin, and it's going to be negative spin. So.
Yep, absolutely. All right, honey. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye. Mason in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mason.
Good morning, my little 4th of July sunshine. How are you doing today?
Good morning, moonshine.
Hey, listen, I'm a news junkie. I flip around news networks all the time, watch C-SPAN. I wear my nerd badge proudly.
Yep.
And I got to say I'm a little annoyed at the fact that all the news networks are carrying is the Zimmerman trial, front to back.
You're right.
Yeah.
There is way too many news stories that are being missed, and I'm going to soapbox just a little, if you don't mind, to give you some of the headlines that have been missed that really annoy the living daylights out of me. The biggest one, I think, is the fact that Issa brought up in the Ways and Means Committee to vote to waive Lois Lerner's Fifth Amendment rights, and it passed. She no longer has Fifth Amendment rights as far as the IRS hearings, and she's going to have to testify. No one breathed a word of that on any of the networks.
Yeah.
And Republicans are always screaming about constitutional rights. Why not the Fifth Amendment as a constitutional right? Evidently, that one's not important.
No, only also, the second. Only the second.
Yeah, absolutely. Only the Second Amendment applies. But the biggest, and I know Texas is being covered as far as the abortion rights situation goes, but Ohio just passed as part of their budget huge restrictions on abortions, and it's the most stringent law within the United States.
Yeah, no, it is a big deal.
And North Carolina just tacked on some really heavy abortion restrictions to an anti-Sharia law bill.
Oh, God.
To make sure it would pass there.
God, all that being said and really important, what did you think of the Trayvon Martin testimony yesterday? Because his story's a little shaky, Zimmerman, right? Basically what came out is his story is not it's not consistent that he was beaten repeatedly, and this was, his whole self-defense thing, right?
My eyes glaze over when I watch court proceedings.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the Zimmerman prosecution and the medical examiner.
Are the injuries to the back of the defendant's head consistent with having been repeatedly slammed into a concrete surface?
No.
Why not?
Because if you look at the injuries, they are so minor that, to me, the word slam implies great force. And this, the resultant injuries are not great force.
They're very superficial.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By the way, Jim, we were talking yesterday
very
about
superficial.
How in the police calls, he keeps referring to Trayvon Martin as the suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, deputy dog. Hush. The suspect.
I'm pursuing the suspect. It's like that Jim Carrey character.
Yes, exactly.
Living Color.
Right. Yeah, he's not suspected of anything except by you big doofus.
Yep.
I suspect he's black.
Yeah.
That's what I suspect.
That's what I suspect. All right, 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dog.
Greatest lyrics ever. Bow, wow, wow. Yippee-o.
I love it. By the way, speaking of animals, today's Stephanie Miller Show animal fun fact.
Yeah, the fun fact of the day is that a blue whale's fart bubbles are large enough to enclose a horse.
Huh. And whose job is it to figure that out?
I'm going to take that with me into the long weekend.
Thank you. Here's that one sound effect I love. Here's a fun fact about me on vacation last week. Because when you eat spa food, and I was having a spa treatment that was a bathtub.
Boy. Oh,
wow.
No.
Wow. I think maybe a little horse. That could have enclosed Cuddles. Cuddles the guide horse, the mini horse.
Sorry about the carpet.
Too much roughage. Okay. Not a horse. Just like a lot, like one of those little tiny horses. The one, Cuddles, that has blue eyes and wears sneakers.
Sneakers.
The mini horse.
Again, I say, go down to the corner to the Circle K and get a burrito. That will stop you right up.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Beans? Really?
A steak burrito.
Oh, God, fine. Okay, 1-800.
Cheese. Lots of cheese.
Lots of cheese. Okay. They sell cheese at Circle K.
All right, then. Let's go to David in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about NSA spying.
Yes.
I haven't been really alarmed or all that surprised that our government is engaged in the level of spying they are. For me, it's a little like finding out that Taco Bell meat really isn't entirely all meat.
Or that the butter movie butter is not really butter.
Oh, no. Is that true?
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Ruined his whole week. All right. Wendy in New
Pink
Hampshire.
Slime. Yummy.
Wendy, hello.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
I got to tell you, I love you. I love the MOOCs. My husband and I went to both of the Sexy Liberal shows, got meet and grope tickets.
Yay.
However,
you
keep saying that I agreed to the NSA spying because my representatives voted for it, and then the president signed it. Well, by that logic, you agreed to DOMA because your representatives
what? No,
voted
I didn't.
For it, and your president signed
very
it.
Very true.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ow, so you got me. Ow.
Good
thank
job,
you,
yes. Wendy.
Thank you.
You're the smartest girl in class, you jerk.
Oh, thank you.
You can't use that argument ever again now.
Damn. Now I can't have nice
you
things.
You agreed to DOMA.
Thanks, Wendy. Let's go.
Thanks for covering me, Wendy.
All right. Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Buddy.
Hey, Mama.
Hello.
You know how long Wendy Davis can talk for?
How long?
It depends.
Oh.
I think you're just supposed to say depends. Depends.
Oh, I see, because that's a joke about, all right, diapers and stuff.
Hey,
love you.
Mama,
yes.
Mama, in all seriousness,
yes.
This law they just passed in Ohio is draconian. It has a provision that if a woman has complications from an abortion, she can't go to a hospital that gets any state funding. She's
yeah.
got to go home and die, basically, because she's some sort of whore.
Yeah.
Rape counseling centers can't mention abortion or they lose their money. It also has provisions where it gives huge tax breaks to the rich. And to pay for it, they're raising our property and sales tax. Kasich really is the worst of all these governors.
Yeah.
You ever have a governor who was a jerk?
An idiot.
An idiot?
Yeah, an idiot. By the way, Mediaite brings us the story. Filibuster hero Wendy Davis attacked for being just too damn hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of hot.
She is.
She's a MILF.
Yeah. That's all they got, I guess. Mm-hmm. Tommy Christopher writes, her opponents are hard at work digging up devastating dirt on her. A new website called The Real Wendy Davis has exposed Davis as the first woman ever to look hotter than her 1991 yearbook photo, with the possible exception of every woman ever. That is literally all they've got, he writes. You might be tempted to wonder what Senator Davis' relative hotness has to do with her effectiveness as a legislator, but you would be missing the point. In Wendy Davis's case, her crime is much worse because she's hottened herself up so much, the distractingly hot results have defied science and spawned an entire blog devoted to her impossible hotness. That's all they got. That's all they got.
I thought the right's complaint
really?
Were that liberal women weren't hot.
Right.
That they were all, like, hairy-legged trolls.
Mm-hmm. But now that they found one.
Now they found a hot one, they have to attack her. Yeah.
Now what do we do?
Now she's too hot, see? Mike in Tacoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Stephanie. First-time caller. I love your show.
Thank
and
you.
It's very hard to find progressive radio in the Northwest now.
Yes.
I believe that the Patriot Act has some merits. You know, we do need to be aware of terrorism in the United States, but I believe that there should be some sort of oversight, maybe run by the ACLU. If
mm-hmm.
you want to wiretap an American citizen, you send the warrant up to the ACLU and let them approve it.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Never going to happen, but
I was going to say,
yeah.
I also like the idea of me owning Cuddles, the blue-eyed guide horse.
I'd like to read this the sentence from the Wilson's
We're going to have to do that after. And a hard break we'll do right after the break. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Come on, baby. Mama's got a sparkle. It's time to make life a cabaret.
I think I know who
sparkle,
that was.
Sparkle, Neely, sparkle. 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, random funny things on the internet.
What?
Don't expect me to bless you after your fourth sneeze.
Yeah.
Get your together. Take
went
a Claritin.
From bless you to bleep you.
Yeah.
Take a Claritin. Stop it. Stop milking it.
Yeah. They're just showing off.
Bless you. Bless you. All right, you know what?
Oh, shut up.
Shut up. Now you're irritating. All right, where are we? Oh, dear. Gohmert. You know, he is such a...
Gohmert?
Yeah, he's really a Gohmert. Louis Gohmert mocks Supreme Court justices and gay marriage supporters for believing in evolution.
Wow. Okay.
He takes issue with any Supreme Court justice who understands, or even who even understands evolution. Yeah, you don't want your Supreme Court justices smart.
Since Gohmert doesn't understand evolution, he doesn't think anybody else should.
Dinosaurs were on the ark.
Jesus
wrote a dinosaur to school.
Right. Yeah. Right. He talked about these court's decisions in DOMA and Prop 8. He had previously signaled, by the way, that would signal the collapse of civilization.
Mm.
Have we collapsed yet? Or
no.
Well,
we're behind schedule on the collapse of civilization.
Right.
We're working on it.
Gohmert reacted to the court's rulings by quoting the wisest man in the history of mankind, King Solomon, while lamenting that his wisdom was ruined by engaging in polygamy, which also happens to undermine Gohmert's case that there was just one definition of marriage in the Bible.
Yeah.
Oops, I guess he shouldn't have brought that up. He should have stuck with one man and one wife, and I think he'd stay wise the rest of his life. Oh, I see. So then he was a dummy. King Solomon was wise, and then he was...
Dope.
Right.
But during
a period of wisdom, during the part where he was smart, he said there's nothing new under the sun, and the Holy Quintet, he met the Supreme Court, had not apparently realized that. They really thought this was something new and improved. He said, from a philosophical standpoint, you know, we got intellectuals on the court who are believed to support the idea that evolution is how mankind got here.
Yeah.
And there's an ongoing evolution occurring, and I just can't help but wonder, as these brilliant intellectuals have gotten to this point, how marriage between two men fits into the evolving of producing higher offspring that makes the species higher and better. Oh, dear God.
Okay,
grammar police need to, first of all, pull him over.
If we haven't evolved, why do we have an appendix?
Right. There's a question, Gohmert. Yes. He added the justice was sought to change the laws of nature after what is reality, blah, blah. And then Gohmert referenced a chiffon margarine commercial to warn the justices they shouldn't mess with Mother Nature.
Oh, come on. Really?
You are such a...
He didn't reference a Count Chocula commercial?
Oh, my God. I love it when it's Gohmert time.
My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert.
This administration has so many Muslim Brotherhood members that have influence.
Louis Gohmert time, when his IQ is not high, he should shush right out, cause he's not a real bright guy. When his future has come, he's got Muslims on his mind. Have a drink every time, he says, drink Gazi, you'll stay drunk all the time. If your daddy's rich, he'll suck up like he should. If your daddy's black, you're in the Muslim Brotherhood. In the house he whines, we go fishing for a crime. We're always happy, cause we're living our right-wing philosophy.
All right, there's a new book out, saying that even Mitt Romney did not want Mitt Romney to run for president in 2012.
Well, that explains a lot.
The new book about the 2012 presidential election Yeah, it's a Collision 2012, Obama versus Romney and the Future of Elections in America. It reveals that an internal Romney family poll taken in 2010 to decide whether to go forward with the campaign, Mitt Romney voted no.
Computer says no.
But he was outvoted by his family, that's why he...
Romney and his family took the poll during Christmas break 2010. Out of 12 votes cast, 10 members voted at no.
Well, 10 members
out of 12. Let me get this
straight.
He did worse in his own family than with the Hispanic vote.
Yeah,
in the general.
Wow.
And yet he still ran. Who were the two yeses, do you think?
Ann.
I'm guessing Ann. I'm guessing we know who is ambitious.
Stop it.
Ambitious?
This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
Okay.
This is hard.
I guess.
I think the empty chair had a vote.
Right. And yes. Flurn. I'm going to go with Ann and Flurn.
Flurn.
Or maybe Flavin.
Schneig.
Flarven.
Aw, this is cute. Representative Paul Ryan, according to the book, was the most confident of everybody.
I'm so confident.
That they were going to win. As he was preparing to fly to Boston in the later afternoon of Election Day, the book says he was openly talking about resigning his chairmanship of the House Budget Committee immediately after the election, was already thinking of possible replacements to head the committee during the budget fight coming up.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
I go back to Congress
now. I won't go!
Eddie. You can't hate me!
I need premium support. It's not about you. It's premium support.
Oh, he's precious.
I have a red hat.
He's precious. Starting backwards. Mark in Los Angeles. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Steph.
Has he learned another move besides a curl? Since then? Okay, sorry, Mark.
Don't get me started.
No, no. No problem. Hey, Stephanie, I just wanted to say, number one, thank you guys for what you do on the radio. You guys keep us entertained, and you do it in a way that is highly intelligent. And, Stephanie,
you are
100% right about this NSA thing. And I think what it comes down to is this. Jim, I respect your opinion, but I think when we operate from a position of fear, you know, we can insert fear here and keep us wondering about what is going to happen and what could happen.
Well, the Patriot Act is all about fear.
Right. The only question I have is this. I'm saying that right now what we're doing is constitutional simply because the Supreme Court has said over the last few years that it is not reasonable to expect privacy in something that is private or in the public domain. When you use AT&T, Sprint, MCI, whoever, as your phone carrier, they collect data on your phone calls and where you're calling them so that they can bill you.
Mark,
that information is out there, and that is what they're allowed to mine. They are not allowed to subject it to any other scrutiny. Now,
Jim wasn't here yesterday, but I read an article. Mm-hmm. Somebody was actually not for this, but said the President Obama is constitutional. He's respecting the Fourth Amendment. Bush did not. I mean, and that's the bottom line, I think, on that.
I agree. Now, I'm kind of with you, Jim, as far as, you know, what we should do about the Patriot Act. I'm not saying that there don't need to be changes, but what I'm saying is in the scope of the current law, this is clearly legal and constitutional, and it is not the boogeyman that everyone's saying. No one is, you know, bugging phone calls. They are simply collecting data so that if they do become suspicious of a person, they can seek a warrant, get a warrant, and then have access to the records, and they're not lost to the data cloud forever. They know where they are. It's that simple. Now, whether we agree with that or not, you and I could probably debate back and forth, and we're probably going to be on the same side. But I think what we're doing is we're creating a boogeyman, and we on the left create our own boogeyman and give the right fodder to beat us in 2014 and forward. And I think that's where we make a mistake.
Let me read this section from the article from the Guardian that Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson wrote. It's pertinent to what we're talking about here. Early polls of Americans about their privacy concerns that the government might be collecting metadata from phone calls and emails indicates that there is little alarm. There appears to be, in fact, an acceptance or resignation to these practices. To date, there is no proof that the government has used this information to pursue and harass U.S. citizens based on their political views. There are no J. Edgar Hoover-like enemy lists yet, but it is not so difficult to envision a scenario where any of us has a link via friend of a friend to someone on the terrorist watch list. What then? You may have no idea who this person is, but a supercomputer in Fort Meade, or soon at the Utah Data Center near Salt Lake City, will have made this connection, and then you can have some explaining to do to an overzealous prosecutor. So, there's that.
Yep, good point. Although, I've always had a weird feeling Valerie Plame is spying on me. Don't I wish. Okay, John in Los Angeles.
Bigger fish to fry.
John in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think anybody in this day and age who has a idea of electronic privacy is deluding themselves.
Yeah.
The part that I really worry about is all these private companies
right.
that are involved in this. And there's been absolutely nothing from the lawmakers on this. They should be investigating Booz Allen about why they gave this kid so much access. And Booz Allen, you know, 90% of their business is running this sort of
I think you're right. Polling has showed that America does not go for Booz Allen and dopes.
Hey!
Like Snow. Wow. All right. 44 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
To be honest, I've never seen such dysfunction.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. It's Wonderama time.
How many puppies are in that wagon?
Four puppies in a wagon.
I love the internet. Okay.
It's not as cute as the dog yesterday that farted and scared itself.
The French bulldog that's scared of its own farts.
Did you see that, Jim?
Puppy!
No.
Puppy, what's up? Oh, no, puppy!
Juste à l'heure, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Okay. All right. Wow, is it vacation yet?
Not yet.
All right. Great best of us tomorrow and Friday. Happy July 4th weekend, by the by. And Hal Sparks coming up next hour. Hump Days with Hal. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Deb in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deb.
Hey there, you sweetie swummies.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
And really glad that Jim's back.
Me too.
I'm calling today because of the news deficits, because of the everybody wants to see the trial of the racists, and I guess all of the people that are selling ads don't want to talk about the Texas legislature. Well, some of them do, but the North Carolina legislature is the one that has just snuck in under the bar yesterday in their special session that they called. They got a bill from introduction to a vote yesterday, just within the space of 24 hours, because they don't have to follow rules in these special sessions. The Republicans, this is definitely a design. And, I mean, it's one thing to say that something's a conspiracy theory, but when a bunch of people get together to screw around with the laws, it's no longer a theory.
It's conspiracy.
A conspiracy.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Hey, by the by, speaking of polling, not good news, once again, for Republicans. By the way, Jackie did the poll earlier. Everyone agrees with me. With us. On the Supreme Court rulings, right on gay rights and wrong on voting rights. A new poll, Marco Rubio improves Republicans 2012 showing among Hispanic voters by 1%.
One.
Oh.
And gets an ass whooping from Hillary. Oh, dear.
But she's too old.
Right. A new poll showing infinitesimal gains among Hispanic voters bristled the GOP yesterday as they says
poquito.
Supposed rewards of the party's moderation on immigration reform for now seems to not be materializing. It is no en casa.
Wah, wah.
No en casa. The poll pitted various GOP 2016 presidential candidates against Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, found both Democrats trouncing any and all Republican opponents. Clinton whooped Rubio 66% to 28%. Biden beat him 60% to 28%. Let's see. The major takeaway, the lack of movement of GOP candidates for Mitt Romney's woeful showing among Hispanics, which was still better than he fared in his own family. He only got 20% vote of his own family to run for president.
Ay, Dios
80%
mio.
No. Yeah, Dios mio. Exactly. Rubio failed only
que
one
lastima.
Percentage point better than the man who never wanted to be president.
Nunca.
One point in the poll, a statistical blip, hardly the payoff the Republicans expected from moderating their whatever over immigration. Nice,
sure.
Nice try. Oh, dear. Once again, minorities, not dumb. Bad news for you. Jim, here's good news for you. The millennial generation has huge hooters.
I was reading about
Carolings.
That.
They have big... According to Gawker.
Yeah.
Does the layabout millennial generation, composed primarily of and not to engage in reductive stereotyping, greedy little sellouts, have any redeeming qualities whatsoever? Perhaps. USA Today reporting the boring old bra company Playtex has decided to make lots of money by selling lots of bras to the millennials because bra sales are growing faster among the millennial demographic than any other demographic, probably because other demographics already have all the bras they need. That's true.
Once you get a big load of bras, you don't need any more. Really?
Not well. I mean, how do you wear out a bra exactly?
Well, with your chest.
Mine doesn't get much of a workout. Yeah. I've had the same ones.
Other women have larger chests.
This is my training bra from when I was 14. Millennials, Jim, may also be a little bustier than the generation before them. Sales of larger brand sizes jumped 17%. Sales of D cup and double D grew 2%.
Well, there is a serious aspect
to this. And also we're fatter.
But, that could be. Well, also because environmental toxins, pesticides that mimic estrogen can cause that sort of thing to happen. And so there could be.
Remember our old producer? She was triple D.
36 triple D. I remember that.
36 triple D. You
yes,
even liked them.
Well, she pressed. Well, I used to sit on the other side of the glass from you.
Because you were just a peon. You were just a button pusher.
I was just a button pusher. And she would lift up her shirt and press them against the window.
She never did that for me.
Give you a little peek.
Well, you sat on the other. No, you left after the show started.
Right.
Back then. Generally, yes.
Back then,
right.
You were just a bit. You were
pre-recorded.
You were both peons. Players. You were a bit player back then.
Right.
You've been promoted to leading man. Wow, this tragedy in Arizona, they're still seeking answers as to what actually happened, the Yarnell Hill fire. This is unbelievable. It continues to rage.
Sure.
Uncontrolled. Fire conditions were among the most dangerous, a lot of experts said they had ever seen. Low humidity, high temperatures, extremely dry and dense fuel. Worst case scenario for the crew, which they, I guess, were trapped between two ridges when the wind suddenly reversed.
Right. Because of a thunderstorm in the area, just made the,
the wind down and the winds were unpredictable.
Exactly.
In every direction.
And so the, the things that they use generally, they heat the foil line fire shelters they normally use.
Those are good for about 10 minutes.
And also it takes 30 seconds to deploy. So that's a long time when fire is coming upon you.
Karen Takei, the fire spokesperson.
It's really difficult to get a handle on and comprehend what's gone down here in the last few days. Every morning is spent, number one, recognizing the sadness and the tragedy here, and then number two, trying to get yourself back into the work that needs to be done here on the ground.
They were saying the one member of that crew that survived was moving the equipment.
Yeah.
And can you imagine him finding out his entire battalion is gone? Ralph Lucas, Prescott, Arizona Fire Battalion.
Basically, the wind changed. You had a thunderstorm that was above. They have a tendency to push winds around just because of the dynamics of nature and the way they work, and that's what may have occurred during that time period.
But global warming's a hoax. So
nothing
to do with
it. Although it is monsoon season in Arizona, so you get thunderstorms every day in the mountains.
Right.
George W. Bush was in Africa.
Africa is a country with a lot of diseases.
He actually said that once.
Yes,
he did. Africa.
Yellow cake from Africa.
Is a country.
Right.
With a lot of diseases.
Right. Right.
Herp, derp, doy.
He was there with the president, with President Obama.
We just chatted about his trip. He's at the end of the trip. I remember how tired I used to get. And I said, you got to be kind of worn out. And he said, well, he had a great trip, looking forward to getting back home. And I asked him about his little girls. Were they having a good time? He said, you bet. Because I remember bringing our daughters on some of these trips and how meaningful it was to be with them. But we didn't, we didn't sit around and hash out policy.
His voice got higher, is it me?
Reminiscing about the good times where everything went so swimmingly during my administration.
We just chat about how things have gone downhill. Since all the magnificent I left here. Yes.
Got ourselves a surplus. Means you're paying too much tax. I'm going to fix that. Sure did. Oh, boy.
And what kind of popsicles did he like? The grapey one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was a sucker, I think.
Grapey. Oh, sucker?
Yeah.
Grapey. That's real grapey.
That's what he used to do when he was coloring on Ruggie in the Oval Office.
Grapey.
It's extra grapey. Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right. Where is it? Vacation again yet?
Not yet. Got an hour.
Who wants some pot pork? We'll talk about that
what?
Next. Farmer tests putting pigs on a marijuana diet.
Oh,
oh, they need even worse munchies.
Oh,
really?
Bacon. I want bacon. Oh, wait, I am bacon. Like and I'm baked.
Like the pigs in Hannibal weren't hungry enough. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy 4th of July weekend. 6 minutes after the hour, we will have a fabulous best of tomorrow and Friday. Enjoy, won't you? Guess who's here?
Steffi. Oh, he was just here last week.
What?
That's so weird.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Hi, Hal Sparks. Any big news happened last week?
Nope, nothing. You guys, do you have a nice nap? they started trying to push some big news stories through, and I said, nope. This is not going to happen on my watch.
No,
sir.
Nothing but fluff here.
Nope. Yeah. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. Thanks for filling in.
Yeah.
I hear a good time was had by
it
all.
It was very solid. Jackie and I had a great time. And obviously, huge, huge shifts. And I think, you know, the ramifications of Prop 8 and DOMA, obviously, you know, are in a positive sense, the march goes forward.
Yep.
And a lot of people are talking about, and I don't know if you guys have discussed this insofar as the early part of the week, but people were saying that the only way that we can get kind of nationwide equality is that somebody who's able to get married in California is going to have to move to Utah or someplace.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then file suit. Well, it turns out you may not have to wait for that because military families in particular.
Right.
Are getting stationed against their will. I mean, they'll get moved because they get moved. And now it's not a matter of even choice. If they get moved to a district in Florida or someplace like that that doesn't recognize their marriage,
right.
They've been put in a position where their federal rights and benefits while they're in the military are at risk because of that law, that local law.
I mean, this has already moved at really like warp speed in terms of civil rights. And you're right. It may move more quickly nationwide because I said this. I said this is going to create a legal crazy quilt. And that's exactly what you refer to. But Jackie just was saying there was a poll out just today. The vast majority of Americans agree with the Supreme Court on the gay rights rulings and disagree on voting rights. And so it's.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. That's in the positive sense that there's a lot of work to be done on the equality front. And that will be a steady motion towards, and we'll need a lot of vigilance. But the VRA, making Section 4 unconstitutional without any remedy whatsoever was a direct attack by the Roberts Court specifically on minority rights. That was not an accident. That wasn't even a lazy decision. That was specific to what they wanted to do. Roberts hated the VRA when he worked under Reagan. He was, they wanted to get rid of it. You know, if they could get rid of it, they would. And that's what his whole deal has been.
Yeah. I was going to say, and I was on vacation, but I think it was, as a lot of people I talked to was surprisingly emotional for a lot. I mean, particularly.
Absolutely.
Particularly for gay people. I mean, it was interesting. My ex and I, my long-term ex, and, you know, we actually called each other wives and we gave each other rings. It just was way before.
Right.
We broke up about 5 or 6 years ago and we were together almost a decade and, but it was just emotional to think, you know, we were so close to that period, but not in a time when we ever thought it was possible.
Right.
You know, and I texted her and I said, I was just, a little sad and remembering Christmas Eve, and she actually wrote back. And said, what Christmas Eve? I was like, the one where now I see why we broke up.
Yeah.
I asked you to... Never mind. And that's why I'm single. And seen. But it was emotional for me.
Well, at least you're taking marriage seriously.
Exactly.
So you heard that and you didn't go, let's get married anyways, just because we can. It's the flavor of the month. You didn't do that. You went, you know what? Forget it. It's,
Wow, and here's a love story that shows people... Straight people, gay people, people everywhere are freaks. Someone sends me...
Kids who climb on rocks?
Right.
What?
Even kids with chicken pox?
What is this, drill sergeant? I love these, sex advice things online.
Mm-hmm.
In a live chat, a prudy counsels a man whose girlfriend shouts odd encouragements during sex.
Oh, really?
Odd encouragements?
Like what kind of...
Awesome.
What is
right.
odd? Push him back. Push him back.
Like way back.
Oh, Angawa. Pom-poms? I don't know.
She has... Yeah. That's how you get it. That's how Tarzan gets an elephant to run.
Question. My girlfriend, the sex coach. My girlfriend and I recently started having sex. I'm not sure the best way to explain it, so I'm going to give you some examples of things she says during sex. Mm-hmm. You're doing great!
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Your technique and fundamentals are really good.
Oh.
That was while he was going...
Is she wearing a headset with a microphone?
Yeah,
and,
right.
And is there an ESPN banner behind her?
She's like having sex with a life coach.
Yeah.
Right.
God.
Right. You're doing great.
Yes, keep going. You can do it. Wow, that's good. You must have been practicing.
On somebody
does your
else.
Girlfriend have a circle hanging out of her back that you pull? I'm just wondering, does it have a string attached? Does she only say these things as the string is going back
My
into her back?
My name is Talkie Tina, and I'm going to kill you.
You're doing wonderful.
Mind you, let me reiterate these things she is saying while we were having sex. Yes, in the middle of the act, she keeps saying all of these words of encouragement. What is she, my coach? I'm just so flabbergasted by this, I don't even know what to say to her. She doesn't really even talk dirty. She'll just shout all these words of encouragement. I really have to dig deep in my mind for really dirty thoughts to stay in the mood, because to me it's so ridiculous. I just want to burst out laughing sometimes. What is this all about?
Alfie?
Right.
I don't know. Whatever you think, though, it's I'm certain this is there's a fetish for that woman somewhere.
But she just needs to find
somebody
the other person in the world with that fetish.
Pain is just weakness leaving the body.
What?
Yeah, just go to chickswhoyelloutoddencouragements.com, you know.
Like an infomercial. Mm, that's terrific.
Check this out. It's
terrific bass.
That's funny to me.
Yes.
Nothing. They're trying to interview someone from Zimmerman via Skype, and that guy's getting 50 calls, and some of them are rather untoward.
Oh, dear.
Their icons.
Oh, dear.
In court during the Zimmerman trial, they are trying to. Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny.
Right. Hell Sparks, guess what's on the 4th of July barbecue menu?
What?
Pot pork. Farmer tests pigs, putting pigs on a marijuana diet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing now.
Smoked pork?
Yeah.
I want bacon. Wait, I am bacon. And I'm baked.
Right. Part flavor experiment, part green recycling, part promotion bolstered by the legalization of marijuana in Washington State. Mm-hmm. Excess pot has been fed to the hogs by their owners.
Pork rinds. Oh, wait.
Since earlier this year, they're now selling pot pig cuts at Seattle's Pike Place Market for a premium price. The meat will not get you high, sadly. It just has a pot-like flavor.
Hmm.
Because that's what you shoot for.
It's going to make those scary hogs and Hannibal and Snatch even hungrier. Eek!
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I want on the dinner table.
Yes.
That tastes like pot.
Yes.
It's a pot roast, if you will.
Okay.
See what you did there.
That was too easy. How come none of us thought of that?
Because we're not Jim Ward.
Okay.
Christine in Cleveland, you're on with Hal. Hi, Christine.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi. Hello.
Got a few suggestions for those that are protesting, like, you know, Mr. Kasich and folks in Texas.
Yes.
And one of my suggestions could be life begins with a new governor. And if only my uterus could shoot bullets, there wouldn't be any regulations. And my vagina doesn't need a background check.
Wow.
There you go.
Thank you.
That
very
I like.
Good. Nicely done. Nicely done.
And by the way, there are signs that people have been holding up going, my rights begin at the end of his term.
I get it.
For
because.
Rick Perry. Yeah.
All right, then.
That stuff is rough, by the way. That's the push by the Republicans. North Carolina, just, you know, middle of the night, I'll tell you what, it's gotten bad where we've literally gotten Clean Air Initiative kind of bills where they'll shove in something horrible like a nuclear missile. Like, we've always been dealing with that slightly there. But these are just so egregiously awful because they know everyone hates them. And
they were passing the all-important anti-Sharia law.
Right.
Right. But they thought they would just shove that
just
in.
Will? Yeah. And
without lube.
Hey, it's interesting. I don't know that much about Sharia law, but I do know that women aren't treated that great in countries that are run by it. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the anti-abortion measures put forth by them might be in complete compliance with Sharia law.
Uh-huh.
I think by putting that in there, they've actually nullified the fact that you want to use Sharia law, because what they're doing is actually based on the same kind of theocratic concepts as Sharia law. What do you think?
Artie in Texas would like to point out that she's old and yet has big hooters. Hello, Artie.
Hi, Steph. I love all you guys.
Thanks.
Everyone last week
Hal did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to take up for women who have big breasts naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I was born with them, seemed like. Okay? I mean, I played tennis. I played softball. I was very athletic. But they were limitations. And you can either accept the way you are or change it. But I just don't think it's fair to pick on people with big breasts.
I wouldn't think of it.
No.
No.
We are all big supporters.
Yeah.
We try to lift and separate.
We take a hands-on approach.
Absolutely.
Yes, right.
Got back problems? Need a break? Come see us.
Have black eyes?
Yeah.
After running?
Right.
Okay, we're here to help.
We were doing so well.
We really are.
Stephanie Miller Brand, over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
That's right. We are premium support.
Yes.
Okay.
Premium support. It's not a voucher. It's premium support.
Special discounts for Continental Soldiers.
I've got a red hat that I wear backwards.
The Stephanie Miller Show. We put up with more boobs. All right. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Hump Days with Al.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. On the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 21 minutes after the... What's that, Prince? I'm sorry. Thanks. Do it again. 1-800...
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-STEPH-12. Hump Days with sexy liberal Hal Sparks. You can see Hal Sparks live.
Yes, in Southfield, Michigan next week at the Comedy Zone. It's
sweet.
Basically the Detroit Comedy Zone, but nobody lives in Detroit proper anymore. It's walled off, many of you know. Kurt Russell is currently trying to escape with the president who landed in an escape pod in the middle of the city.
Right.
They're working their way
out.
As you do.
Yeah. Escape from New York. No one? Anyways, nope. Total cultural reference missed entirely by the room. Okay, great. Yeah, that happens. It's all right. It's not for you.
Jeff in Minneapolis.
For people on Twitter.
You're on with Hal.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Supreme Court decision on the Voting Rights Amendment.
Yep.
What I don't quite understand is the fact that the only thing that kept the Southern states honest in voting rights was the Voting Rights Act.
Yep.
So now we have a situation where we've had a law that's fulfilled its purpose, probably still needs to be there, and they said, well, now that you fulfilled your purpose, you don't need it.
Right.
Don't understand that.
Sure, we got a black guy in office, so everything's good now.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that you got two voting machines in a district with 650,000 black people and 30 machines with cafe espresso, being delivered to people in a white district with 40 people on a hill.
Wow. Robert Reich has a good piece in Salon about the GOP rules SCOTUS. Its Voting Rights Act decision is just the latest proof the court is doing the bidding of the Republican Party. And this part is scary, how pro-business they've been and voter suppression, basically. Those are... Robert writes, in order to fully understand what the five Republican appointees on the Supreme Court have been up to when they make decisions that affect our democracy, as they did last week on voting rights, you need to understand what the Republican Party has been up to. The modern GOP is based on an unlikely coalition of wealthy business executives, small business owners, all of whom have called this show. Struggling white.
I struggled. I came across your show randomly.
I like to listen to both sides.
And struggling whites. Its durability depends on the latter two categories, believing that the economic stresses they've experienced for decades have a lot to do with the government taking their money away and giving it to the poor, who are disproportionately black and Latino. The real reason small business owners and struggling whites haven't done better is that the most America hasn't done better, although the output of Americans has continued to rise. Almost all the gains have gone to the very top.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting if you look at a lot of the decisions. Like, while we're happy about the gay rights decisions, there's a lot of other stuff like voting rights that are really scary, particularly Citizens United, how pro-business this court is. I mean, it's
He writes, the five Republicans on the Supreme Court have obliged by eviscerating campaign finance laws. Wealthy Republicans want to reduce the impact of laws that might limit their profits. Even that may help, even though they may help with struggling whites as consumers or employees. The easiest way to execute this delicate maneuver is to make it harder to sue under such laws,
right,
which they've done. Here, too, the five Republicans in the court have been eager to oblige by tightening requirements for class actions, limiting standing to sue. Third and finally, wealthy Republicans want to minimize the votes of poor and minority citizens and further propagate the myth that these people are responsible for the economic problems of struggling whites. So that's why, once again, elections matter.
Yeah, and anybody who was around for the Reagan administration knows that that was both a theme and a mechanic that started full force back then. And as John Lewis has pointed out, that was just less than 17 right. years after the fact of the, you know, that
the marches
that the VRA was supposed
right.
to.
And this is why don't be fooled by the gay rights rulings, because, you know, this isn't a partisan issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When Ted Olson is arguing it, and it is, you know, we have all these major corporations and all these major Republicans, marriage equality is no longer a liberal issue.
So
that's, don't think, oh, it's the Supreme Court's liberal because they ruled like that. If you read Ted Olson's The Conservative Case for Gay Marriage, you'd understand it is a conservative issue.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And, well, my feeling is that it's a monetary issue as well.
Yes.
If there's an industry, you know, allowing gay people to get married, there's an industry with the legality of it. There's so much financial gain to be had in it mm-hmm. becoming a right,
right
that outweighs it. And that's how it always works, by the way. The minute... We have obesity, prevention programs that are governmental, not because the government overnight decided to start caring about people any more than they did the day before, but because the actuarials hit a tipping point where the cost
right.
of taking care of people who have a long-term, a future of disease because of the way they are now, and that is easily predictable. Once that tips, then immediately all the insurance companies are going, I don't want to pay for it or whatever, start getting people to exercise and all that kind of stuff. It becomes a government. That's another bailout in some way,
mm-hmm.
level. The same thing applies. Like once they hit the tipping point of gay marriage, fighting it is more expensive than letting it pass.
Just going, meh.
Yeah.
Jenny in Georgia, you're on with Hal. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
It's good to see you all together
again.
Thank you. Thank you, Hal. Now I watch Fashion Police, Dexter, and Lab Rats because of you. Okay. Here's what I want to know. I thought when the Voting Act thing came down, I wondered if joining everybody else, no matter what their color, joining the NAACP would give the NAACP more power and more oomph, because they're already in place, if that would give them the strength to be able to fight this stupidity.
Yes, short answer is you don't have to be black to be in the NAACP.
Exactly.
I've been a member for over a decade.
Or the NCAA.
Yeah, right. That,
right, either way.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. That is obviously with the systematic destruction of ACORN, which is, by the way, if you track back from the Roberts decision, you know, it's not surprising that they went after...
By the way, most of what they did? Social welfare. You know what the smaller amount was? Was political.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, totally. Mm. But the point is that one of the areas that ACORN did was, you know, was voter drives and the ability to get
right.
everybody registered and help, just in the generic sense of that. And that was cutting that off at the knees, and then this... Following up, this looks like strategy to me. It looks like long-term, multi-decade strategy to get back to what I think, when Tea Party say Constitution, we want to go back to what the founders wanted.
I mean,
well, what
Jim
the founders
Crow.
Wanted? White male landowners voting and nobody
right.
else.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
in there. So if you go back, I believe in the core principles
yep.
of it. Well, that's a core principle. We move
Taylor.
Past those
yeah,
core principles.
Right.
Taylor in Denver, City by the Bay. Hello, Taylor.
Hi there, long-time listener, love you guys.
We love you, Denver!
I am just so upset about all this abortion, anti-abortion laws. I mean, in 1970-something, you know, the Supreme Court had already ruled on this. And it's like, What are they trying to do? I've never seen so many men, so many angry white men, yep, trying to dictate and decide what I'm able to do. I mean, we've seen this. North Carolina, they're trying to sneaky, you know, they're trying to do their sneaky stuff. Wendy Davis, the new superhero of Texas. I'm just like, what's going to happen? I mean, they tried to do this years ago in Colorado. They tried to do the personhood amendment.
Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, right back, Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
If I ever take up roller derby, what do you think my name should be? Bruisin' B. Anthony, Alicia Sleaze, or Cohag?
How about Harlot O'Scara?
Oh, like, that's genius.
How about Amanda Bynes? No.
No.
How about Stephanie Miller?
She's gone.
Crazy. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll-free. We've been talking about the Zimmerman trial, and yeah, we were saying how he refers to Trayvon Martin as the suspect.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, thank you, Barney Fife.
Yeah. Good. We got a couple rules up here on the Rock. Yeah. Actually, if he had to keep his bullet in his pocket, that kid'd be alive right now.
Mm-hmm. Help, I've got a gun.
How do you... He tells Hannity, I don't even know about stand your ground. I don't know anything about, the self-defense laws. And then he goes in and they have his teacher from the self-defense class, right, that teaches the legalities of using deadly force and said he was actually a memorable student because he got an A in the class.
Wow.
But he said, I know nothing about it. Again,
his lawyer said the sidewalk is a weapon.
Yeah. His defense lawyer said that, he goes, you will hear that Trayvon Martin was unarmed, that he was not carrying a deadly weapon. Right. And I will say that the sidewalk is a deadly weapon. I'm like, well,
then
every environment you're in, right, other than the pillow room at the Playboy Mansion, is a deadly weapon now. Now you can use deadly force against me because I was standing next to a pillar.
You seem to have intimate knowledge of the pillow room.
I absolutely do.
I was like, what? I didn't know. I've been there. And I don't remember that. Apparently, I was not invited into the pillow room.
Well, there's three levels of parties going on. Just saying.
Really?
Well,
I think you need to be a little stacked in order to be admitted to the pillow room.
No, I was on the unstacked first level.
No. It's kind of like a Scientology thing. You have to go through multiple tests and stuff and clear certain barriers before they'll let you in. I'm a level 9 pillow room.
Yeah, no, I was just on the first floor getting hit on by Frank Stallone. It's another story for another day.
I am dumb, but I am far from over. Nothing?
Wow.
That's how it goes, right? Yeah.
Wow, here's some good news. You're traveling over the holiday weekend. More air passengers show up with guns. Speaking of the gun issue, that's nice. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Several times a day at airports across the country, passengers trying to walk through security with loaded guns in their carry-ons, purses, or pockets.
What?
It's happening a lot more often. In the first 6 months of this year, the TSA found 894 guns on passengers or in their carry-on bags. Dopeies! You can't bring a gun on a plane! Dear God. I love this guy in Sacramento, California. Last year, TSA officers noticed a guy wearing a shoulder holster. In it was a loaded 9mm pistol.
What the hell?
He had three more loaded pistols, 192 rounds of ammunition, two magazines, and three knives.
I have the right to shoot the pilots! No.
And now I'm not even allowed to have a novelty bat to defend myself against that guy.
Exactly, because that's a deadly weapon. Don't stand on the sidewalk. Hop onto the grass if you see that guy.
No, you can have novelty bats now.
No,
novelty bats.
No?
No.
But the ones that...
They back down on that.
Double as a pin.
Right. Who wants to get the pool cue broken over their head?
Luckily, though, that guy's probably...
Because people play pool so often.
Well, they said you could bring a pool cue or a hockey stick.
I'm standing my ground, except I'm not on the ground. Yeah, I'm standing my air.
I love this guy. A passenger in Allentown, Pennsylvania, was carrying a pistol designed to look like a writing pen. Ooh, clever, James Bond.
Oh, God.
At first, the passenger said...
smart.
At first, the passenger said it was a pen, but later acknowledged it was a gun.
Yes.
All right, you got me. Yeah, it's a gun pen.
Yeah, while he had an entire arm up to the elbow inside him rectally going, yeah, that's a gun. I admit it. What are you... you can't blame them. There are a lot of suspects on the planes, lots of suspects.
At Salt Lake City Airport, a gun was found inside a passenger's boot strapped to a prosthetic leg.
That's a nice try on that one.
The most common excuse offered by passengers, I forgot it was there.
I forgot that I'm heavily armed.
Oops.
How lackadaisical do you have to be with a gun in your life that you forget you're carrying a loaded one everywhere?
Right.
Man, I'll just feel naked without it.
Right.
Sir, you are naked. You are not wearing any clothing except a gun. That's what I mean. See what I mean?
You're on the road a lot as a comic. I think it actually was in Charlotte that I saw a sign that would be a challenge to any comedian in the world. It has, you know, the sign that says no.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the pictures, right? No gun, no knife.
International symbol for
no jokes.
Right. Yeah, and it said no jokes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those
past
all over the
point,
place.
I'm like... Nothing
you're
is funny.
Arrest.
Past this point, I'm like, I take that as a challenge.
Some hilarious
I think there
mime.
Is something that's funny after this
There's
point.
A lot of things that don't, you know, like Carlin said that. No joke. What about a really cute story? You know, no punchline, just a really nice, funny. How about a limerick?
But there was no, they had no picture
a
for
limerick.
That. Yeah. Shouldn't there have been like a rubber chicken or something with a line?
The happy mask. The,
right.
The mirth mask or whatever. And
they couldn't think of anything
to put
in the
triple.
There
was a young man. You're under arrest.
Yeah.
No comedy or tragedy.
Can you imagine what would happen if a Jew, a Catholic, and an Irishman all walked into TSA together, and they're like, they didn't say a thing. They're just walking through at the same time in the most stereotypical outfit in the world.
A rabbi
You're like, it was
and
just a
priest.
Setup. It was just a setup. No. It was no joke.
It's just a setup.
You can't arrest me for
There's
a premise.
There's no punchline.
And
you can't,
only
what are you, the premise police?
Technically, you can only arrest the Irishman.
Right.
Because it's not a joke until the punchline shows
that's
up.
Right.
And that's
right.
Bada boom, bada
I'm just saying.
Richard in Illinois, you're on with Al and Company. Hello. Hello, Richard.
By the way, I just discovered this radio station. I was just flipping channels. And I'm like, I listen to you guys. I listen to you guys every day.
We're like, here we go again. All right.
No. I think you're a very decent person, especially when it comes to your views on Christians. I really appreciate
it. I pace myself. You'd be amazed the blowback, though, because they think you're just attacking. And you're like, I think you just spent too many time in a church telling you that you're persecuted. So you think you are no matter what's being said about you.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's not in our churches. It's not in our churches. It's when you listen to the radio and when you listen to and watch TV news, you feel like they're coming for us. They're going to burn us all at the stake, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But no. But what I wish you would do, though, and sometimes, I mean, I listen to you everywhere from Bill Press all the way to Norman Goldman, is that this trial with Zimmerman is about is he or is he not guilty of second-degree murder. It isn't whether it was the racist thing is so dangerous. It's so dangerous to keep kind of fomenting the racial aspect of this. And I myself have lost a child. My 22-year-old son passed away. Mm. The loss of a child is your mind is no longer able to cope with that particular perspective in your life. If you say, well, geez, you know, Richard, I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay, whatever. Mm. You know, it doesn't even register to me. So the pain that they're suffering is unbelievable. And their nobility to come out with their lawyer and say, please, get the racist thing out of this. And let's go with...
Yeah, but Richard, I mean, it does seem to me that, you know, in my opinion, he racially profiled this kid. It did have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And the reason
and,
it's...
And stalked him, frankly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's germane to the conversation is because it is more common... an experience for black people in this country than we believe it to be, that a lot of people are comfortable with it being, that a lot of people assume it to be. And so both on the one side that doesn't believe it's an issue, there's a lot of people who are just shocked that this kind of thing happens or that it's even it happens in this context. On the other side, there are a lot of black people who are going, of course this happens all the time. It is their constant daily thing. You had LeVar Burton yesterday on CNN explaining that he had to tell his son, who's, I believe, 20-something, 21, 22 now, he had to explain to his son, when he gets pulled over by the police, he takes his hat and sunglasses off and puts them on the dash. He puts his hands out the window. He's not doing that, you know, because he's waving, going, I'm LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow. He genuinely understands that there are certain times where he's at risk simply by his skin color, and he says, and I believe that to be the case. It's been my experience in a lot of areas across this country.
Because I'm a liberal and it's required by law, I do in fact have a black best friend. But
right,
no,
we're all assigned one by the proletariat,
right? Exactly,
by the communists.
Exactly. But I mean, come on, we all know somebody, and I remember him telling me he's pulled over in Beverly Hills. What are you doing driving this car? My car. I live here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Here's my license. Here's my registration.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's and it's used strategically as a way to, like, undermine your comfort in the community, to keep you from, you know, it's meant as this kind of glass ceiling.
Stick with your own kind.
Yeah, right.
Stick with your own kind. By the way, speaking of CNN, I was on CNN yesterday talking about Paula Deen. Did you hear about this, using part of the Prop 8 ruling to try to...
Yes.
We better hope that she didn't call someone the F word for gay man, because that's...
Yeah,
that's kind of rich, isn't it? She's trying to use the that the she didn't have standing to sue her because she's white. But you know, if you read the deposition, it was a workplace that apparently was rife with racism and sexism. And good for this white woman for standing up and going, "That's wrong."
Right.
Black employees like this.
Yeah.
But anyway, she tried to use the Prop 8 ruling to say,
"You're not black.
Why didn't it hurt you?"
Right. Doesn't hurt you if you're black. I'm only hurting the black people. Why are you suing me?
Why do you care?
I'm not hurting. I don't understand why you care about them.
Why are you helping the
darkies?
Why are you helping the darkies?
I love them. Bless their heart.
What did I say?
I love them, you know, like pets.
In shorts.
Dancing.
I like them best tap dancing in shorts, don't you?
Yeah.
What did I say?
What? What? I didn't offend you. You can't be offended by that.
You're white.
I'm so... sorry if you're offended.
What the hell?
Pick up that stone and throw it at
my head.
Ed, did you see the thing where someone does online and their head explodes?
Oh. Did you really? I mean, in all honesty, did you basically say he was without sin, cast the first stone?
In a roundabout kind of way.
And,
yeah.
And at the same time, I is what I is. Shut up. You know perfectly well the grammatical rules. I am what I am. You could say that. But that's just arguing for the fact that you used it in the past, you discriminated in the past, and you're going to stick with that line of being. Don't say I am what I am.
How about the end of today's show? I've only used it once in my life, that word. Oh, Paula.
Oh.
Oh, Paula. Oh, no.
She's. And I love her retelling of it because she says, you know, in the original thing, she said that she was robbed at gunpoint in a bank by a black man, and that she used it in the retelling of the story.
What, to her husband?
To her husband.
As you do.
She also, in one of her interviews, said, and that's, she said, I used it in that situation when I was in there, and I was scared, and I had a gun to my head. And I'm like,
I'm guessing just in that story, the word was used more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And I'm going to guess also that you didn't use it at the moment you were being robbed.
No. That would have been brave.
That would have been, like...
By the way, can I just say I would give anything in the world to have the outtakes of the Paula Deen apology videos.
Oh.
Because the edits.
It's a dance remix as it is.
I'm going to say I'm so sorry. I've been in any oversensitive.
Swig.
Porch monkey. What did I say? Hot.
Yeah,
on.
Right.
No.
Back to one.
I didn't
back
know
to
that.
One, everybody. Everybody back to one.
But, okay.
Yeah.
I don't. I love me. The darkies. No. Come on. Cut. Oh.
I'm totally supportive of dirt people, of the,
of
the lesser races.
All right, let's take a break. All right, people, we're losing daylight.
Right.
I know, the darkies made it dark. No,
they're standing in front of the light. No. Oh,
don't get me started on the homos.
Can we do some green screen? Get a darkie in front of the blackboard.
Get some gays in here to brighten the place up.
No. Oh, take 1,000. Paula Deen apology video. 46 minutes after the hour. Back in the remaining moments. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Hump Days, with sexy liberal Hal Sparks. Happy 4th of July weekend. Best of tomorrow and Friday. We will see you on Monday back again. We were talking about people. How many people try to carry guns on planes?
Right.
Derp, derp. One TSA guy said, there are some Americans who believe there are no limits, that they not only have a constitutional but a God-given right to have a gun. And by gosh, if I want to bring a gun on a plane, I'm going to do it.
God-given?
Yeah,
right?
Freedom.
It's in the Bible. I'm allowed to have an AR-15.
Yeah, it's right below, it's in subsection 5 of Thou Shalt Not Kill.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless
you've identified that person in your mind as a suspect.
Yes.
Have stalked them into a corner and they try to save their own life, and then you have the right to kill them.
One of the people arrested for having a gun in a flight in stop me if you think this sounds unwise. Raymond Whitehead of Santa Fe was arrested at Newark Airport. He had a .38 caliber pistol in his check bag and 10 hollow potent bullets, and he is completely blind.
Oh, great.
In his defense, though, he can hear a mouse break wind at 500 yards right. And has ninja-like abilities.
Right.
He's Master Poe.
Yeah, exactly. Master Poe. He's Blind Pew from the Yellowbeard movie.
He said he keeps a loaded gun handy for protection from intruders in such a situation. He said he would call out a warning that he had a gun and then spray bullets in the direction of the noise.
Wow.
What could possibly go
on
there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hello, little neighborhood girl selling Girl Scout
cookies. Yeah, you shouldn't have eaten one of the cookies before you knocked on the door because with your mouth full, you weren't able to
say it's the Girl
Scout. I'm a child before you were blown away in a hail of bullets.
Oh, boy.
At what point do we move past the idea that your solution will come this way and that you take a lot of responsibility for if you're in a circumstance where you need to use a gun that you're partly responsible for putting yourself there, and that the rarest cases is where a person defends themselves directly with a gun against an intruder with greater force and survives. It's an absurdity.
Yep.
Most
By
of the time
way,
you end up shooting your kids or yourself or your
because
family,
I am,
they end up shooting you.
Because I am psychic, I like to do What the Fox every now and again, what you will probably
psychic
be seeing tonight.
Psycho?
On, well, both.
Okay.
Yeah. What you will probably be seeing on Fox News and What the Fox. Shut the front door. I'm just guessing because this headline is Michelle Obama living in the White House is like living in a really nice prison.
Oh, yeah. They talked about that last night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm not psychic. I'm behind the times. So.
Well, there's a book that just came out.
I can predict what happened yesterday.
Right.
There was a book.
See,
that,
was I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a book that just came out about what it's like to be president in the insular nature of
angry
of,
black woman.
No, but every
it was a joke, by the way. She was discussing with Laura Bush, and moderator Cokie Roberts reportedly said that Martha Washington once described the First Lady role as being similar to state imprisonment. And she joked to Roberts, there are some prison elements to it, but it's a really nice prison. So you see, everybody, it was a joke, not an angry, ungrateful black woman.
Well, Clinton said that it was like, the White House was, I think, the pinnacle of the United States penal system.
Right.
You know,
that's
was...
why he had to order BJ's in. I mean,
wow.
No.
Oh,
pizza. I meant pizza.
Penal.
Pizza. Pizza. You started it. You said penal.
I didn't. What?
Speaking of which.
You can't win with her.
No.
No.
Ex-MTV star Kennedy says Michael Jordan tried to take her virginity.
Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Huh.
She, in a dice game. Wow. Can you lose your virginity that way?
Wow. Okay.
Depends on what kind of dice you're using, I suppose.
Well, I suppose. Guess. She was having dinner in the 90s with Michael Jordan and Russell Simmons when Michael broke out some dice. Decided it was time to play something and said, if I win, you come back to my hotel room with me tonight. Kennedy says she freaked out because she was a virgin and imagined that MJ's giant...
Schwanstica.
Right, would eviscerate me from the inside out.
Well.
So she asked if she could play for Knicks tickets instead. That's when Jordan allegedly reminded Kennedy he had a wife and he offered her Nets tickets as a consequence. Nets tickets! She wrote in her book, sure, he'll fillet my vag like a sea bass if you want it dice on the men's room floor, but as soon as I want basketball tickets, he's a promise keeper, whatever.
Wow.
All right. Wow. That's
okay.
Yeah. Well, glad we cleared that up. I've been worrying about that all day. What? Egypt? What?
Greg in Chicago, you're on with Hal. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, nobody's given me a reason why Trayvon Martin was allowed to jump on top of a guy that's half his size and pound his head against the sidewalk.
Half his size.
Following a guy is not a reason.
Half his size.
He had a gun. He was following him with a gun.
But he didn't know he had the gun. The gun was concealed.
Says who?
They said the trial. They would.
No. Says who? According to who? According to the guy who's alive.
Exactly.
According to the guy who's alive, a 17-year-old kid with a soda and some Skittles jumped out of a bush, said, "Why you following me, homie?" Punched him in the nose and told him, "You're gonna die tonight." And started banging his head against the floor. This is a guy, by the way, who took MMA 3 days a week, 3 hours a day.
Well,
and
if he had a gun out, then why didn't he shoot him there?
I beg your pardon?
If he had a gun out, why didn't he shoot him there?
How do you know?
Before he jumped
how do you know when he did? How do you know when he?
Well, that's just what I said. You're saying he had the gun out.
We don't know.
If he had the gun out, oh, there you
I'm
go.
I'm saying you're taking his word for it. You're taking his word for it. And you're also saying, you're saying it's perfectly fine that any person who's walking around unarmed just has to kind of acquiesce to death if someone approaches them that has a gun.
Greg, this whole thing, this whole thing, it can be summed up in the 911 call when he said, when he, they said, are you following him? And he said, yes. And he said, we don't need you to do that, sir. Why was he following him?
And that gives you the right to jump on me and start pounding my head against the ground.
You're stalking someone with a gun.
Yeah, what point is it
Why
wasn't Trayvon doing stand your ground? Why wasn't Trayvon standing his ground? How does that not apply to him?
All he had to do was turn around and say, excuse me, what are you doing? Why are you following me? And stuff like that. And then if Zimmerman said, well, I'm a guard or something like that.
See, he's not a guard.
You're painting this picture because of how you want it to turn out. Look,
I've been in the picture.
I beg your pardon?
You've been in
the picture? I've been in the picture.
No, you haven't.
You were in that picture.
I've been in another picture similar to it.
That's not the same thing, though.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you ask the Chicago cop. If he pulls you off of a guy, and as you're bouncing his head against the ground, he doesn't give a damn. You better have a good reason why you jumped on top of him instead of bouncing his head against the ground.
Right.
Zimmerman is not a Chicago cop. He wasn't even a cop.
You're taking your story, your past trauma, and you're conflating it with the situation.
Sadly, we're out of time. We won't be able to hear that apparently he maybe also shot an unarmed kid carrying candy. But he said he was in a similar situation.
Sure.
He's obviously alive and calling it radio.
Yeah.
So. All right. Awesome. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Thanks, yeah.
See you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.